in Simon Reish Lamed Tes. We're learning the laws of Kriya Shema al Hamita, and we're coming toward the end not only of the Simon, but also Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Berurah. It discusses the different tefillos that are recited in addition to Kriya Shema, as well as Hamapil, and the Mechaber really discusses all the different many pages in which are found not only in the Siddur, some benchers in the very back have the entire Kriya Shema Al-Mita. Mishnah Berurah tells us that the reason for this is Kol Yel HaPsukim Shenahagu Amrum Hulahagin Shel Yavol of Chas Hashem Dabara. The purpose of Kriya Shema Al-Mita is to make sure that we become fortified with Torah and with Hashem's mitzvos, to have that on the forefront of our mind at the time in which we go to sleep. And that's the reason for these numerous paragraphs that are recited. However, v'imhu chole o anus, if a person is not feeling well, and to say the Kriya Shema Al-Mita, which takes about 10 minutes or so, it's too much because you're just not feeling well. Quoting the words of the Magen Avraham, that if a person would, in that situation, at least say the first paragraph of Shema as well as Hamapil, then that's understandable because of their situation. Of course, on a typical day, to say everything that's clearly mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch is that which one should do. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us that Kasu Hasfarim Shibalaila, Kodim Hashena, before a person goes to sleep, it's not just about saying a bunch of words, but it's really to internalize what one is saying. And one of the things, as I touched upon before, is the purpose of Kriya Shema Al-Mita is a time to reflect. To reflect on everything that one did throughout the entire course of one's day. He says that it's proper shiafashfesh b'masav shi'asa kol hayom, to really think about what did I do today? What did I do as far as my interaction with people? The things that I could have done which perhaps would have been nicer. I could have said that better. I could have done that in a more respectful way. These are all things that one is supposed to do before one goes to sleep. Somebody who really takes their religion seriously and the mitzvot seriously, this is something which one does. V'im yimsa she'asa veira, yizvad aleha v'yikabal atzma shul asosa o. Person who made a mistake, didn't aveira. So that's a time in which person you can think about what you did and remember that you should hopefully not do it again the next day. And I remember having a conversation. It was an Onig Shabbos many years ago. My Rosh Hashiva's home in Miami. And he asked a question. He said, it was Chodesh Elul, and it's a time which we do tshuva, we're focusing on the Yom Neroim which are coming up. And he said, I want to ask you a question. He said this to all the Bachrim that were present. He said, I'm going to give you an option. You could learn an additional hour a day, or instead of taking upon yourself to learn that extra hour, spend just 5 minutes with a little notebook and to write down all the things that you did which perhaps you shouldn't have done, or the things that you, certain mitzvot that you could have done better. So he said, which one is more difficult? So the students, all of us said, what do you mean? 5 minutes? Big deal. To have to dedicate and devote an entire hour of my day to learn an additional hour beyond everything that we're already doing, that's much harder. And Rosh Hashiva said that's not the case. Because when a person learns, hopefully you're internalizing what you're learning. That's the purpose of learning. It's not just for acquiring knowledge. It's for growth. But it's very easy when you're learning a piece of Gemara that's enjoyable, so you lose the sense of what you're really trying to accomplish. When a person, just for those 5 minutes, contemplates and thinks about what you did, so the first night that you do it, maybe not so difficult. What you will realize is the next morning. That next morning, when you know that every single thing you say and everything that you do, that night, you're going to be writing it down, will give you not just a different attitude as far as those 5 minutes, but it can completely change your life. And therefore, this is what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, not just to do in the month of Elul, but to do it all the time. And not necessarily with a notebook, but to really contemplate and to think about what we've done and to take our lives a little bit more seriously, especially being on a mechavero, the way that we treat one another. And that's what he says here. V'prad ba'avonos ha-matsuyim. Specifically when it comes to the mistakes and averos that one does which are matsuyim, things which are common. So what are the common averos that the Chofetz Chaim mentions, which was about 100 years ago? See if they're the same. Kigon, chenifos, which translates flattery. Shkarim, a person who says sheker. Just, you're not saying truth out of your mouth. Leitzonos, which means scoffing, just taking everything as a joke with a cynicism. Lashon hara, that's clearly a big one. And then he says, v'chein avon bittel Torah. A person, perhaps we could have learned a couple of minutes more than we did. All these things, srichim bedika beyoser. These are things that need extra bedika. And it's certain things that you know you did wrong. But these are things that are subtleties in one's life. Things that you did and you didn't think about. And those are the things that you have to put more emphasis on. And I'm just going to read this next line. He says, Gam roy limchol l'chol mi shechata k'negdo v'tse'aro. It's necessary for one, he doesn't say it's necessary, he says it's roy, it's befitting, to forgive any person that caused some type of pain to you during the course of that day. Which of course is, as I mentioned, an entire paragraph, one of the most beautiful paragraphs, at least for myself, the paragraph of Ribono Shel Olam, which is certainly kedai for those that have not said it, I do not say it on a regular basis, just to tonight look at this one paragraph and to read it. If you don't understand the Hebrew, even if you do, read the English and understand what you're saying. And it says that a person, before one goes to sleep, is mochel, regardless of what business transactions took place or what person said or did to you. If you forgive, he quotes the Gemara in Megillah, v'schus zeh ha'adam marach yamim. A person will merit arichas yamim, a length of days. So what does that mean? If you do this, this means a person's going to live to 120. It doesn't necessarily mean when it says aricha shamim, it's referring to the quantity, the amount of years. But the quality of one's life will certainly change. A person is able to let go of certain anger that they carry with them. It will give them an entire new outlook in life. And by doing so, their taka will be aricha shamim. You will be able to enjoy. Not, it doesn't mention, by the way, when it says aricha shamim, it doesn't have the length of years. It talks about the days. Every one of your days will be more meaningful, and that you'll be able to look and to let go of any pain that or suffering that anyone has ever caused you.